Hello, I'm Sasha Keogh with the latest news, sports and weather. Mortgage interest rates showed mixed movements in September, according to the Central Bank of Luxembourg. Variable rates edged up slightly to 3.08%, while fixed rates improved, falling to 3.49%. For a €700,000 loan over 25 years, monthly repayments would be around €3,349 at variable rates, or just over €3,500 at fixed rates. A Swiss startup and Luxembourg's Emil Weber Group are launching Twiliner, Europe's first luxury overnight bus service. The double-decker features 21 business-class sleeper seats that recline into beds. Services between Zurich and Amsterdam via Luxembourg City begin in mid-November. Tickets cost €155 to €250. In world news, at least 20 people have died and around 320 were injured after a powerful 6.3 magnitude earthquake struck northern Afghanistan near Mazar-i-Sharif overnight. The tremor caused widespread panic, with residents fleeing into the streets fearing building collapses. The quake was also felt in Kabul, 420 kilometres to the south. Hamas has handed over the bodies of three hostages to Israel. They were soldiers found in a tunnel in southern Gaza and still need to be identified. The return of bodies is part of the ceasefire accord. 11 still remain in the Gaza Strip. Foreign ministers from several Muslim countries are meeting in Istanbul today to discuss the US peace plan for Gaza. The plan calls for a ceasefire, followed by forming a technocratic government and disarming Hamas. Police are holding one suspect following a mass stabbing on a train in Huntington in England. The 32-year-old British man remains in custody after another man arrested in the case was released with no charges. 10 people were wounded, including 9 critically. Police are investigating attempted murder but have ruled out terrorism. And finally, Luxembourg's youth delegates are preparing for the COP30 climate conference, opening on November the 10th in Belém in Brazil. Climate youth delegate Lara Bertemes says she's travelling with optimism, hoping for more ambitious negotiations than previous years. The young delegates are calling for concrete action rather than political speeches, warning that time is running out as global temperatures already exceeded the 1.5-degree threshold last year. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Starting with tennis, and Jannik Sinner won the Paris Masters for the first time, defeating Felix Auger Aliasmi 6-4, 7-6 on Sunday. The Italian will reclaim the world number one ranking from Carlos Alcaraz when ATP rankings are updated later today. Luxembourg's Jeanne Leher ended her 2025 season with a victory at the World Cup Triathlon in Chile on Sunday. The Luxembourger won the sprint distance event in Viña del Mar in 56 minutes and 13 seconds. It was her first World Cup victory. And this week is the fourth match day in the league phase of the Champions League. The match between leader Paris Saint-Germain and second place Bayern Munich will be broadcast on Tuesday on RTL and RTL.lu. On Wednesday, the match between Manchester City and Borussia Dortmund will also be shown on RTL.
The weather is brought to you by
CMCM, your health mutual for extra coverage.
After a rather wet Sunday, the new week will let us keep the umbrella at home. Foggy in the morning, cloudy in the afternoon, but no rain on the horizon. The temperature isn't changing much, with around 7 to 8 degrees by mid-morning, rising to a maximum of 10 degrees.